one of my best bits. There's so many best bits on a Sunday. Oh man, I do love Sundays. But I have the absolute privilege of interviewing my gorgeous husband, Ian Harden, on his yeah.
She's after something.
No, it's not true. Okay, so it's been great to see Ian on a journey of reading the Bible, coming from a background of where it wasn't a culture in his family, Bible reading wasn't a thing, and to see him grow as a Christian and then start to engage with the Bible has been a real privilege for me as his wife to see. But why do you read the Bible, Ian?
Yeah, well, like Liz says, when I first gave my life to Jesus, I just thought it's something I needed to do because I didn't have a clue what the Bible was about, really. So I sort of picked it up and started reading it. I thought, I'm going to go right through the Bible. Easy. Which, once I got past the initial Genesis bit, which sort of like I was familiar with from school and things like that, then I realised it wasn't easy. But I plodded through and I got right through it. But at the end of it, I thought, I'm not sure I really understand what it's all about. So I thought, I need to find out more. So I started reading books by other people who could explain it more to me. And then I just sort of started to really want to know more about Jesus and about God and about what how I could relate to him. And so now I see it as that's why I have to do it, is so that I can really find out what Jesus wants from me and what he's got for me, sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, great. So how has God been speaking to you through it?
I think currently what he's saying to me at the moment is don't believe what you see. Don't believe your own eyes. Trust in my eyes, because whatever you see in the world, and sometimes what you read in the Bible, you think, that just looks so not of God, sort of thing, like when he's commanding or okaying it for the Israelites to go and slaughter a nation. You think there must be more to this than just the words on the page. And so I forgot where we're going with that.
Not to rely on what you
see. So I feel like that's what he's saying to me, is don't rely on what you see and trust in me that I see more than you.
That's great. And what's your current favourite or memory verse that you have?
My memory verse, which is one I've had for quite a while, is Colossians 3, 12 to 14, which is chosen by... Sorry?
It's gone blank.
Bits of it have gone blank, but yeah. So it's the one that's about to have been chosen by God for this new life of love. So dress in the wardrobe. I like the Message version one, which is a bit more funky. But it's saying dress in the wardrobe of clothes he gives you, you know, compassion, kindness, humility, be quick to forgive. The reason I like that one is because it reminds me every day that I have been chosen by God, that I have been forgiven completely by him, and how quickly he forgives me. And also it tells me that that's how I should live my life as well. So that's the verse I sort of go back to all the time.
Right. And what one tip or advice would you give people who need to read the Bible more?
It's tough. I find it hard sometimes finding time, but I think it's really tough. You've just got to do it. Make time to do it. Force yourself, even when you don't want to. That's what I have to do. And also, especially when it's tough, don't rush it. Just drink the words. And even if you feel like the words don't make much sense to you, just let them come into you. And I feel like when I do that, when I slow down, wait on God and just read his word, that then I can't always explain it, but a sense of his presence comes upon me and I feel like he's changing me through that.
Right. Thank you, Ian. That's awesome. Thanks. Okay.